Well, North Korea is usually in the news for leader Kim Jong-un's threats to start war with South Korea and America. But under the radar, the country has begun to be noticed for issues other than war and cycles of famine. North Korea is starting to change. There are over 20 special economic and development zones where foreign investors are being encouraged to develop assets, which will help young Pyongyang's aims to boost tourist numbers to 2 million a year by 2020. While officially there's no private economy, the reality inside the hermit nation is different, and women are leading the charge. As Professor Seok Hyang Kim from Ewha Women's University in Seoul explains to Catherine Zengara.
All private sector is illegal, so it shall not be there. But North Korean government cannot provide any food and any money, you know, any subsistence for its people to survive. So North Korean government like turn its eye from its people's daily life. That's why private sector has becoming growing and growing almost every day. That's why women can go marketplace and making money and buying and selling things.
It's also that participation in the marketplace is enabled by women's ability to have the right to actually be unemployed if they're married. Can you explain that law?
North Korean government are arguing that there is no unemployed male and female in North Korea. The government give a job to one person after graduation of high school. Other than that, like unmarried woman, unmarried man, and married man must report his or her workplace every day, whether or not there's something they can do or not. Only married woman can enjoy not to have a job because North Korean government allow female who has husband resign from her workplace. So that's why they can go to market and making money and, you know, buying and selling things.
What kind of things are they buying and selling in the marketplace?
Almost everything. They are getting small vegetables and like mushrooms from mountain and like egg and chicken, you know, whatever they can bring from their home, firewood, and then they are bringing some water from the river and they are selling like one bottle of water. The bigger merchants are selling like clothing, Chinese clothing or Korean clothing through China, and bicycle, and like some kind of refrigerator. If you are selling like, you know, that type of electronic device, then you are now powerful woman, you know, who are making a lot of money through market activity.
And that trade is taking place not in the North Korean won, is it?
After the fifth currency reform in 2009, no one in North Korea would trust North Korean money won at all. So they either want to have Chinese yuan or US dollar. They don't want to take North Korean won as a price of market goods.
So this market activity that women are engaged in means that they are becoming the breadwinner in the home in many cases. How's this changing the power relationships in the home?
Well, before, like in 1990s, North Korean men and women relationship at home setting is like quite clear. Man is a breadwinner. Women are taking all type of household and she is secondary under her husband. Now, after the economic difficulty throughout the 1990s, man is going to report his workplace every day. He's just idling over there, but still he needs to report every day. After 1 month, he doesn't have anything, like no salary, no rice, nothing to eat. That's why woman, his wife, need to do something to make her family member feeding. That's why she's going to do some kind of market activity and making money and buying and selling something. Now, she's having more money than before, and he is doing nothing for his family. So she is getting angry little by little, and sometimes she's teasing her husband, like, you know, you are idling over there and do nothing for our family. And sometimes this man is becoming more violent against woman. And that type of thing is going on nowadays in North Korea.
Professor Seok-hee Hyang Kim from Ewha's Women's University in Seoul, speaking with Catherine Zengara.